The next is Bhagwan is telling us that my relationship with you is a relationship of love. We don't have to fear God, we have to love God. So that is our connection with God, is a relationship of love. And very, very beautiful mantra, verse number 17. Pitahamasya jagataha.
Pitahamasya jagataha.
Mata dhata pitamahaha.
Mata dhata pitamahaha.
Vedyam pavitram omkaraha.
Vedyam pavitram omkaraha.
Riksama yajurevacha.
Viksharyam yajurevacha.
Pitahamasya jagataha. Mata dhata pitamahaha. Vedyam pavitram omkaraha. Riksamayajurevacha. So he says, my relationship with all of you is a relationship of love. He's not sitting as some administrator or judge or somebody ready to punish us. He loves us. That is the our should be our relationship. So what are the ways you can relate with God? So Pita, I am Father. Asya jagataha, of this jagat. So jagat means jayate, gachate, tishthati. Whatever is created, tishthati stays and gachati goes. So whatever is created, whatever is sustained, whatever perishes, all three I am. So like the ocean will say, the rising wave I am, the waves that is stationary, and then the wave that is ending, all I am. So that's why he says, I am the Jagat. Jagat, this world which is constantly new and new beings are coming, and then older, you know, beings are leaving. All the, you know, our grandparents, great-grandparents are gone, and our children, grandchildren are coming. The dinosaurs left, and, you know, other beings are coming. So the whole world is a constant changing entity, and I am the substratum, but I am the source of this jagat. I am the father. Just as the father is the source of child, father is, and mata and mother. So we don't forget mother, obviously. So pita and mata, I am both. I am the father, I am the mother of this universe. Then I am the support. Data means I support this universe. And then he also says pitamaha, I am the grandfather. What it means is that the origin of, just as our family, you can trace back father, grandfather, great-grandfather. Ultimately, you trace it to a rishi. You know, somebody says, my gotra is Kashyap, or my, you know, different gotras people have. So similarly, I am the origin of all, of the whole universe. I am the beginning of everybody. And then he says, I am Vedyam. I am that which is to be known. Everything what is to be known, I am. I am Pavitram. I am the purifier. My chanting my name purifies your mind. And I am Omkaraha. I am the Om. Om is a very powerful mantra. Even if we don't have any name or form of God, just chant Om, because Om is the origin of all the universe, and the essence of all the Vedas is in Om. We'll talk about that. And then he says, Rik Sama Yaju. So these are the Rik Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, I am, and Atharva Veda he has not mentioned, but I am all those. So he says, I am the father and the mother of this universe. I am the supporter. Universe means all of us. I am the grandfather, I am the oldest entity, that's why our dharma is called Sanatan Dharma. Hindu was a name given to us by foreigners, but our true name is Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan means ancient. And I am that to be known, I am the purifier, I am the mantra Om, and I am all the Vedas. So what Bhagavan Sri Krishna is telling us, that my relation, just as a father or a mother love the child, they will never consciously do anything to hurt the child, never. So a relationship of a father or a mother is a relationship of love. So God says, I am that. I am your father, I am your mother, and I am your grandfather. There's a very beautiful story about this. So it says that when Lord Shiva was getting married to Parvati ji, as we had talked last week, Parvati ji had done tapas for many lifetimes, that I want to become one with Lord Shiva. And finally she reached that with lifetimes of effort. And so they were getting married and they were sitting around the yajna, the fire, and Brihaspati ji, you know, Brihaspati is the teacher of the gods, and he was the pandit, he was chanting the mantras. And so he asks Lord Shiva, who is your father? You know, in the wedding they always ask, who is your father, who is your grandfather, who is your great grandfather? Shiva, of course, is the infinite Lord, but he has to give some father, right? So he says, Brahmaji is my father, because Brahmaji created the whole universe, and Shiva was that time in a form. So he says, my father is Brahmaji. He says, okay, who is your grandfather? Now, who created Brahmaji? He says, Bhagwan Vishnu. Because in the Puranas, we know that in Vishnu's nabhi, you know, when he was lying down, from his nabhi, from his belly button, comes a lotus. And on the lotus, Brahmaji appeared. So that means Vishnu Bhagwan is the creator of Brahmaji. So he says, who is your grandfather? He says, my grandfather is Vishnu Bhagwan. He says, okay, who is your great grandfather? Who is the creator of Vishnu? He says, me, Shiva, I am. So what it means is that Lord Shiva says, I am that infinite being from which everything emerged. And that understanding he had, and that understanding we all have. It's not an arrogance, but it is a fact that the Lord is the origin of the whole universe. And so he wanted to give this message. And for each one of us, we can say that, yes, in this body I took birth, okay, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years ago. But as the essence, I am the essence of the whole universe, because the self in me is the self in all. So that understanding that I am the source of the universe, that's why in Ashtavakra Gita, Janak Maharaj says that from Brahmaji to the end, everything came from me. When he says me, does not mean Janak, or does not mean Anil or Kari or Naina. What it means is me, that self, that consciousness. So that I am, that Bhagwan says. And each one of us has to say that I am that divinity. I am not separate from God. If God is infinite, I am also infinite. If God is all love, I am also all love. If God is all powerful, I am all powerful. I can accomplish whatever I put my mind to. So that I am. And then Bhagwan says, I am the support. What does he mean by support? Support, it does not, you know, they always say, oh, it's like he's standing somewhere and holding the world, and then he's getting tired because the world is so heavy. No. Support means, just as gold supports all the ornaments. What are the ornaments? Nothing but gold. So gold says, I support all the ornaments. Mud says, I support all the parts. So similarly, Bhagwan says, I am the material cause, the efficient cause. I created this world and out of myself, and I am the instrumental cause. I myself became the instrument for creation. So all three I am. Support, another meaning I listened in one of the commentaries, is that he is the karma phala data. What it means is he gives the result of karmas. So why do people behave well and do not misbehave? Because they know that a wrong action will get me in trouble. That's why if the speed limit is 40 and I'm driving 60, I know that if I keep doing it, I one of these days I'll be caught by the cop and will get a ticket. Or if I, you know, don't pay my taxes on time, you know, there will be a penalty. So the result of the action is called karma phala. And that is what keeps everybody in check, you know, the laws and the rules. And also we say what goes around comes around. If I am harmful, if I am mean, if I cheat others, sooner or later I will get the results of my karmas. And if I'm kind, compassionate, loving, then God will take care of me. So that karma phala data I am. And that is how I support the universe. I make sure everything is working on time and working correctly. So that dhata I am the grandfather, then I am that to be known, vedyam, that which is to be known. What do we mean by that which is to be known? In Chandogya Upanishad, the teacher who is the father asks his son Shvetaketu, that did your teacher teach you what, knowing which everything gets known? Because the student was very arrogant, his son, oh, I went to this Gurukul and I know astronomy and I know astrology and I know science. But he had not learned the essential thing. And so father says, did the teacher teach you? Mm. He says, no, maybe my teacher didn't know it. And then he got scared because he said, if I say my teacher didn't know it, then he'll send me for another 12 years to Gurukul. He says, no, father, it seems like you know it. Can you teach me? And so this whole Chandogya Upanishad, the father teaches the son, that knowing which everything gets known. And what do we mean by that? What it's meant is that we spend all our time in learning material things. You know, we are on the internet, you know, spending so much time, but we don't have time to know who I am. And that is the essence, that is to be known, knowing which all our life's problems, as we had talked earlier, all our life's sorrows. So Bhagavan says, if you want to know something, spend time knowing me. How much time you spend on your iPhone, on your computer, even half that time you spend knowing me, even one-tenth the time you spend knowing me will be well spent. So he says, that is why I should be known, because I am the source of everything. I am the remover of sorrows. And that's what his next description is, pavitram. I am the purifier. And Bhagwan, in the beginning of the second, of this ninth chapter, you might remember, we say, oh, I don't even remember what you said last week. Forget about the second chapter. So I'll just remind everybody. He said, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam. So he said, the knowledge I will give you will be a purifier. So here now he's telling us that who is that purifier? That is me. Just as when you offer anything in fire, it burns and becomes purified. So similarly, chanting the name of the Lord is like that fire of knowledge, which removes all my impurities, all my dirt, all my negativities, all my anger, my greed, my ignorance. So that's why he says, I am the supreme purifier and I am Omkar. Now, Om is covered throughout our Upanishads, again and again it comes, even in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, and Om Ite Kaksharam Brahma, in the 8th chapter, Bhagavan said, Om I am. So Om in the Mandukya Upanishad, I think I have covered that before, but just very briefly, Om is A-Uma, Om. So A-Uma represent the waking dream and the deep sleep. How did the Rishi come? For that, you'll have to read the Upanishad. It's a very lengthy commentary. And then Om is ended by silence. Om. And the silence. So that silence is called Turiya. It's called the fourth state. Chaturtham Manyante in the Mandukya Upanishad. So just as the chanting of Om emerges from silence and merges back into silence, so he says, I am that silence, I am that Turiya. In me, all this whole universe, the waking dream and deep sleep, all emerge, but I am the substratum. And in fact, in the Mandukya, they say ultimately only the fourth state is real. All the other three are just illusory projections upon that. Just as the silence is real, on the silence, Om just appears temporarily and disappears, But the silence is eternal. So same way Bhagavan says, I am the silence. I am that fourth state called Turiya. In fact, there is no fourth state. There's only one state called Turiya. And this waking dream and deep sleep are just like a dream upon that state. So I am Omkara. And I am the Vedas. Now, Rig, Sama, Yajur, why did he mention three? Why didn't he mention Atharva? So, there are different explanations. One I read was that Atharva had not been written at that time. You know, that may be one explanation. It was later. Another explanation is that Atharva mostly contains engineering and material sciences. But I think the main reason it was not mentioned is because of the meter. Because Rig, Sama, Yajur, he has to finish the meter in 8. You know, he can't Rig, Sama, Yajur, Atharva, then it becomes too long. So for poetry, and when he says Rig, Sama, and Yajur, Atharva has to be understood. Just as in the Bhagavad Gita or in our Upanishads, the moment they say eyes, chakshur adi, eyes, etc., that means eye, ear, nose, tongue, skin, all five sense organs are understood. Or when they say speech, then all aspects, hand, feet, all the motor functions are understood. When he says mana, then mana, chitta, buddhi, ahamkar. So that is the teachings of our Upanishads. When they say one, they assume all the others. And that's how. So that's why the Vedas I am. And whatever knowledge is in the Vedas, the Veda comes from the root vid, to know. So anything knowledge-wise, I am. And I'll end with this male and female. I don't know how many of you have been to Nath Dwara. I haven't been, but it's mentioned in Rajasthan that there's a very beautiful statue of Srinathji. I don't know if there are any Srinathji devotees. And it is said that, you know, in the Shiva, there is Ardhanarishwara. If you have seen, that's half male and half female. And it is clearly divided. On one side, you can see the male. One side, you can see. But in Srinathji, in Nath Dwara, there are male and female, but they are not separate. They are intertwined. One part is hands, another part is leg, another part is male, another part is female. So what it is telling us that it is the male and the female together make this whole universe, this whole earth. Everything is the creation of that. And that is the as beautiful statue is there. I haven't seen it, but I heard the description. So that's what Bhagavan is saying, that it is from me the whole universe came. I am the creator, but my relationship with you is a relationship of love. So love God. And there are various ways in the... When Ramchandra ji is giving the message to Shabri, he tells all the different methods, the way you can love me. He says you can love me as a mother, as a father, as a child, for a lady, as a husband, as the you know, all powerful, you know, creator. So there are different ways you can develop as a friend, you know, Sakha Bhav, as Arjuna did and Sudama did. So develop a relationship of love, because when you love somebody, then you want to be with that person and you want to know more. So that is the essence of these three verses, that Jnana Yajna, through knowledge. And I am everything, whatever you see in the rituals. And my relationship with you is a relationship of love. Three very beautiful verses. And the next week, the Bhagavan will give us more examples. So this ninth chapter is not only, he tells us his highest nature, but how practically how to live our life to come closer to God and to know God and see God everywhere. So that's why I really enjoy studying the ninth chapter. It's my favorite chapter, because there are beautiful, beautiful shlokas in it, and very, very practical. At the same time, everything is there. There is bhakti, there is love, there is knowledge, and there is service. And who is God? How to reach Him? So thank you very much. We have time. Anybody has any questions, any comments?
I would like to ask about, at a certain point, says something about the consciousness of imperfection.
So who is asking? I'm sorry.
Daniela.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what is the question?
In the book, at some point, says something about the consciousness of imperfection.
Do you know which shloka or what?
It's on page...
Jiva, not consciousness.
On page 40, by the end, says to know the self is to destroy the consciousness of imperfection. So we also have the consciousness is perfect and imperfect.
So what do you think about this?
That's why I'm asking. I guess...
Consciousness cannot be imperfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. But it appears as well.
Yeah, I think the consciousness again is in which context? See how you are referring to consciousness. One word of consciousness is the supreme consciousness. Now that is always perfect, that is always eternal. But consciousness can also be used in the sense of I am conscious, I am aware of this, I know this, I do not know this.
Mm-hmm.
So when I know that I am imperfect, then I try to become perfect. So again, in which context, I actually didn't find the exact verse, but that's what I understand, that when I am conscious of, or when I wake up, then I become conscious, you know, of the world and all. So then that consciousness is the awareness or the wakefulness. So when I become aware of my impurities, of my imperfections, of my negativities, and where does that knowledge come? Comes from God itself. It's the inner light of consciousness that makes me aware of my imperfections, of my negativities, of my ignorance. So I think that is what Gurudev is referring to, that once I become aware of my negativities, then I start trying to fix that situation. I think. What do you think?
Yes, we refer to either the total consciousness or the individual consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Very true, yes.
That's what is unconditioned consciousness.
So that's why it is said there is unconditioned consciousness and conditioned consciousness. Unconditioned means the total consciousness, but when that consciousness identifies with a particular individual and reflects in the mind and intellect, as you said very well, that becomes the individual conditioned consciousness. And then because of the veil of ignorance, I forget my nature. And I start thinking I am this limited being, my name is Daniela, I am a female, and I am this and that. But all that is my upadhis, those are my conditionings, those are my name and form.
Space.
But I am actually infinite, and that is what we meditate upon, that I am that infinite. Chidananda Rupaha Shivoha. I am not the body, I am not the mind, I am not the intellect, I have no name. I have no form, I was never born. See, that understanding is the final realization, where even though when in my dealing I have to use the name and form and all that, when you're filling out a passport, you have to say my name is Daniela, I'm a female, and all that. But inside I know that I am that unconditioned consciousness. So that same unconditioned consciousness can get deluded because of ignorance and start thinking I am this limited, miserable creature. As though. Even though in reality it cannot be conditioned. That's what they said, consciousness can never become imperfect. As though, eva, that's what in Sanskrit they use the word eva, as if conditioned.
Yes.
Thank you, that's a very nice question.
It's
thank
like
you.
Also the space, when the space is all pervading, if you put room, then it becomes a room space or a hall space or a different space. Because of the conditioning, it looks like it is conditioned, small or big. So like that. I think that example also will.
Yes, that's true. So space appears conditioned in the room or in the pot, but space can never be divided. Space can never be contaminated. So space is the best example for God, yes. Thank you. Anything else?
Anilji, I don't have a question, but the thing you were saying about seeing oneness in these three slokas. And on the 15th, the last two lines beautifully indicates the oneness, that the mud is in the pot, facing everywhere at all times. Where the mud is not, the pot is not existent.
Yes.
Similarly, it says when the self is not there, all these things
won't exist.
Don't exist. So I think that makes, to me, I mean, it hit me so hard,
right,
that all three of them saying everything is in him, is that oneness is indicated so powerfully there,
yeah,
with the example.
Thank you. Yes, that's true. Any part of the pot you touch, you are touching mud. When you are touching mud. When you're smelling mud. When you're, so any part of the pot is mud and mud alone. So yeah, thank you. So that's what, that's why they always use the example that the pot is nothing but mud. Actually, the pot does not exist. There is no pot.
It's mud alone
appearing with that name and form. Thank you. Yeah, that's very good. Thank you for that example. Okay, we'll do the Hanuman Chalisa, that we do that every week just to invoke Hanumanji's grace in this, all this miserable situation. And we hope that we'll get over it. So all of us, just when you chant Hanuman Chalisa with Harsha and Girish Bhai, just invoke Hanumanji's grace and remember him. Even if you don't know the words, just invoke God's grace to get us over this situation. Thank you.
Sri Guru Charana Rak Sarojara Raj Nija Manu Kura Sudari Varnau Raghu Var Bimala Jasu Jodayak Phalachari Buddhihina Chanu Janake Sumiro Pavan Kumar बल बुद्धि विद्या देव मोहि हर कलेश विकार जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीश तिहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत नामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी कुमति निवार सुमति के संगी कंचन बरन विराज सुवेश कानन कुंडल कुंचित केश हाथ वज्र और ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मूंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगबंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सियहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जराव भीम रूप धरि असुर संहारे रामचंद्र के कांत लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हर शिवर लाए रघुपति कीनी बहुत बढ़ाए तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम पाए सहस बदन तुम रोजस गावे अस कहि श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित अहीसा यम कुबेर दिक पाल जहां ते कवि कोविद कहि सके कहां ते तुम उपकार सुग्रीव ही कीना राम मिलाए राज पद दीना तुमरो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना युग सहस्र योजन पर भानु लीलियो ताहि मधुर फल जाने प्रभु मुद्रिका मेरी मुख माई जल दिलांगी रहे अचरज नाई दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम दुआरे तुम रखवारे सुख रहे तुम्हारी शरणा, तुम रक्षक काहो को डरना, आपन तेज समारो आपे, तीनों लोक हाकते कापे, भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे, महावीर जब नाम सुनावे, नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा, जपत निरंतर हनुमत बीरा, संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ावे, अनुक्रम बचन ज्ञान जो लावे, सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा, तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा, और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे, सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे, सारो युग पर ताप तुम्हारा,
जस सफल तुम सहारा, एही पर सिद्ध जगत उजियारा, साधु संत के तुम रखवारे, असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे, अष्ट सिद्धि नव निधि के दाता, असवर दीन जानकी माता, राम रसायन तुमरे पासा, सदा रहो रघुपति के दासा, तुमरे भजन राम को पावे, जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे, अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाए, जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त आए, और देवता चित्तन धरी, हनुमत से सर्व सुख करी, संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा, जो सुनि मै हनुमत बलग बलबीरा, जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई, कृपा करो गुरुदेव की नाही, जो सत बार पाठ,
क्या हुआ इनका म्यूट हो गया, छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होई, जो यह पढ़े हनुमान
जो साखी गौरी तुलसीदास सदा जे नाथ पवन तनय संकट हरना, मंगल मूर्ति रूप, राम सीत सीता सहित श्यामर रामचंद्र की, पवन सुत हनुमान की, बोलो सब संकट
सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः, सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः, सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु, मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्, ॐ असतो मा सद्गमय, तमसो मा ज्योतिर्गमय, मृत्योर्मा अमृतं गमय, ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः, हरि ओम, श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः, हरि ओम,
थैंक यू वेरी मच, हरि ओम.